And this morning we have an answer to that question. As we mentioned earlier, California Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante has become the first prominent Democrat to say that he is running against Gray Davis. The people following those developments include Sherry Bebich Jeffy. She is a senior scholar at the Public Policy School at the University of Southern California and a contributing editor for the Los Angeles Times. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you as surprised as we were by the Lieutenant Governor's announcement?
Yes, as a matter of fact, although there had been an inkling of sort of restlessness, I thought if any one of the Democrats bolted, it would be first John Garamendi, the insurance commissioner, who is pretty much of an individualist, pretty much of an independent Democrat, and had run for governor twice before. I'll be interested to hear the rationale that the lieutenant governor gives for his breaking that very slim Democratic pact to stay united.
Can you describe the lieutenant governor to people who are not from California?
Cruz Bustamante came out of the state legislature. He represented a Central Valley district in the assembly. He became the first Latino speaker of the assembly in modern history, and he moved from there to the lieutenant governorship. He is a moderate. He's not been around politics a very long time. Term limits means that not many people are these days. And he is the lieutenant governor. The lieutenant governor in California does as much as the governor wants him to, and there is tension between this governor and this lieutenant governor.
All the same, in late June, Bustamante said this, and I'm quoting here, "I will not participate in any way other than to urge voters to reject this expensive perversion of the recall process. I will not attempt to advance my career at the expense of the people I was elected to serve. I do not intend to put my name on that ballot." That's Cruz Bustamante in late June.
That's right, and the I word is heard over and over again when you ask Democrats whether or not they would run. They do not intend to run. There's a lot of wiggle room there.
Intend.
Mm-hmm.
And now people's intentions are changing.
Coming more clear.
Is there a broader loss of support among Democrats for Gray Davis here?
Oh, it's very interesting, yeah. The trend of support of the recall is increasing, and the governor's numbers are trending down. And it is less among Democrats, but there is a significant decrease. And something has happened, quite frankly, and it all appears to be unraveling. I can't, and I won't write Gray Davis's political obituary because people have done it before and have been fooled. But there is a dynamic out there that indicates that Davis is going to have a very difficult time pulling this one out.
So we have, and I know people are filing every day, this may not be an entirely up-to-date number, but somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 candidates for governor.
Up. I'm now hearing anywhere from 400 to 500 candidates.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, think about it. If about a million people filed and paid the $3,500 filing fee, we could have the budget deficit we still have.
You cut it in half.
Uh-huh. We've still got an eight $1 billion hole in the budget.
So this could save California, is what you're telling me.
I mean, we should have thought about this before.
Of those hundreds of candidates, how many are in the top tier? I mean, how many are seen as really serious contenders for governor of California right now?
Not many. First of all, very few candidates have as yet finally filed their papers. But in reality, you're talking about maybe five. And I don't know how long the list will be come Saturday at 5 p.m.
Which is the deadline to file.
That's exactly right. Then we'll know.
It's my understanding that this week Governor Davis is now seeking to get himself on the recall ballot to replace himself.
Yes.
And why would that be?
Well, quite frankly, I think it's an act of desperation. For the recall to succeed, 51% of Californians must vote for it. The second part of that ballot can have 10 names, 100 names. The person who gets one more vote than any other person, a mere plurality of the vote, becomes the next governor if the recall succeeds, and becomes governor immediately upon the certification of the election. So what Gray Davis is thinking, and there is some truth in this, is if there are 20, 30, 40 people on the ballot, he is thinking, I'm the best known. I could probably generate a base and a total number of votes that would allow me to keep my position as governor. I mean, the arithmetic is there. It is like nothing California has gone through before, and believe me, we have gone through a lot.
Well, Sherry Bebich Jeffy, it sounds like you're in for an interesting summer.
I think so.
Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Sherry Bebich Jeffy is a senior scholar at the Public Policy School at the University of Southern California and a contributing editor to the Los Angeles Times.